Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Had a lot more of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You know,
cachet
within the fan base. He built up some equity. There we go. Already, he was second team all pro. Uh-huh. Like,
yeah, but look at how he went about
They went to a Super Bowl with the guy.
I understand that. But, like, look, think about how he went about it. When you post.
But why does it matter how he went about
because,
it?
Because I'm telling you, it does matter because there's two things. There's A, like, we love humility. That's why is Steph Curry so beloved? Well, he's richer than anyone ever, period. But he's also comes off as humble.
Well, and also he wins. He's.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the greatest players of all time.
Humility matters.
Sure.
Right? Like, yes. When you're defiantly angry, people are like, why? Why are you angry? You just got paid. Like, why are you angry? You know why Willy Adames is angry right now? He's angry at his performance and himself because, you know, he's showing some perspective, and I guess in a way it comes off as humble, and he's felt that way. He feels like a team guy, not a me guy. Now, Joe, you could say that I'm parsing. I'm just telling you how people are perceived, right? I talked to a lot of high school kids, you know, athletes and stuff. I'm like, what you put out into social media is how you're going to be perceived, right? If you're posting nothing but photos of you wearing a hood, you know, and throwing up different signs, and then you've got music playing over it, that's going to be perceived some kind of way. Although, conversely, if you, you know, show your face and you smile and post a similar photo with, you know, happy, effervescent music, it's going to be perceived differently. When Ayuk puts something out on social media that is left to be interpreted and it feels cryptic and angry, it's going to be perceived that way. When Willy Adames is, you know, running out of the dugout, all right, and cheering on the success of others, that's perceived completely different, right? And so I think how you portray yourself is extremely important in this one. What, like JK, I think JK at times suffers, you know, Jonathan Kuminga I'm talking about. I think
sure.
We interpret body language, fair or not, about how he's sitting on the bench.
Right.
That's what fans do, right? That's what fans do. And I think they look at Jonathan Kuminga a certain way because he's not jumping up and down, right? And praising someone else's success. Simultaneously, I think about some of the other guys that are on that bench. And let's just use GP2 as an example. He's always waving a towel and high-fiving. They're totally different personalities, totally different ways that they came up, and yet they're perceived very differently. Fair or not? Fair or not? That's just how it is. When Brandon Belt used to strike out, slump his shoulders, and slowly walk back to the dugout, it was perceived a certain way. When another guy like Bo Jackson strikes out and he breaks the bat over his knee, it's perceived in like, oh, that's competitive fire, right? Like that's what we do as sports fans. You could say it's unfair, and I would agree to a degree to an extent, but this is reality. Klay Thompson, with every miss, you could feel the energy being sucked out of not only the roster, but the fan base, the team, and himself.
But I guess what I'm getting at here is you mentioned all those guys. They had so much more built-up equity within the fan base. And like we should be... I get what you're saying. It sounds like when you're saying it sounds correct. But when you take a step back and look at the totality of everything, it's like, wait. Klay Thompson won 4 championships here. Brandon Ayuk won 2 Super Bowl. He was second team All-Pro. He's contributed at a high level in this market.
But this isn't
Willy Adames hasn't done anything.
No, I know, but we're not talking about 1 or 2 incidences. Like, for Clay, for some fans, it felt like every game. It felt like every game, and then he was saying things in post-game stuff. So it went on for months of this, and it just felt like it, not that it sabotaged the Warriors' season. They weren't going anywhere that year, but it felt like it sucked up a lot of the oxygen in the room. Okay, Brandon Ayuk, did the saga not go on for months?
Sure, because we contributed to that, though. As the media, we contributed
to
that. Okay, but that's also contract negotiations in the NFL is just different. Hell, TJ Watt, that's the latest from Adam Schefter. This like dropped like I think an hour ago. TJ Watt, all pro for the Steelers. He is missing mandatory minicamp because he wants a new deal. Like, that's the drama that they have to do. Now they just got Aaron Rodgers, and now TJ Watt's like, no. It's him and Trey Hendrickson are both like, yeah, no, we're not going to show up. So that's the drama that those teams are dealing with. But that's what they do in that sport.
But fans also turn on you quickly.
But
like
fans need to also differentiate the sports and the negotiations. Just be like, that's just the way it is. It is.
Joe, we in society love people who we are willing to be more patient with people who showcase vulnerability and humility.
Why are we protecting our own is what I'm saying. Willy Adames hasn't proven himself to be a San Francisco Giant
yet. He comes off as a good dude. That's why. And his teammates swear by him. Well, what teammate? And I'm just asking. What teammate stuck up for Brandon Ayuk when he was going through all this stuff? Like, I'm not trying to pretend like they don't like him. I'm just asking which of the teammates was vocally discussing Brandon Ayuk that way.
Well, a lot of the guys are saying, you know what? They got to do what they got to do. I support them no matter what. George Kittle would always say that. That guy's trying to get his money. I got a lot of respect for him. That's what he's got to do. Like that, all the NFL players have each other's backs when it comes to the contract stuff. They all do because they all realize that sport is not for long. That's what the NFL stands for. And they're one injury away, which we saw with Brandon Ayuk, who clearly was right in doing all that contract because his career might be over, might be done. It's good for him for getting his money. I'm just saying, Joe, like,
it listen, sucks for the team.
No,
though.
But I hear you on that, but that's why he did that. Like that goes to show you. And I don't want this to get bogged down into the Brandon Ayuk like showcase again.
No.
I just do think it's interesting how we're giving Adames a pass after a couple of months now of just bad baseball,
I think,
offensively and defensively. When we were the Boo Birds were out for Brandon Ayuk when? Week two, three? Like,
yeah, but Joe,
that
Joe,
early?
Everything you're saying is like, I gotta get mine. That's how it's perceived. I gotta get mine. Clay, I gotta get mine. That's how it was perceived. I gotta get my shots. I gotta get my minutes. I gotta be a starter. I gotta get the same amount of years as Draymond. I gotta get more money. How dare you to, like, that? What does that all come back to?
We haven't seen this with Willie Adames yet because he's still getting his.
It's perceived as selfishness.
Well, let's.
Okay. When I hear Willie, right, and I see Willie, what am I seeing? I'm seeing images of him running out of the dugout, high fiving, unhugging people. That to me is filed as team guy. Now, look, as he continues to struggle, if he does, and it goes on for a long, long time, there will be a point in time where I'm sure he will show some frustration. And at that point, fans are going to start identifying acts that they deem to be selfish, not wearing the right shorts at practice, out of nowhere. It looked like a tantrum to people,
I guess.
After months.
It was just a miscommunication.
Yes, clearly it was. So for 10 years with Kyle Shanahan as the coach, we've never had an issue with any player in the right shorts and a guy who, like...
Exactly. It was a one-off. These things happen. I wear wrong stuff sometimes. All right. I forgot to bring my cleats to a soccer game once. It sucked. It is what it is. I couldn't play.
I don't think Ayuk is solely to blame, but I also don't think that he's not a, like he's a victim to a degree, but he's also like a very big culpability in this entire thing. Like it always takes multiple angles to tango in this one, but like come on, like the way Brandon Ayuk went about it is dramatically different than the way Willie Adames is going about it. At what point has Ayuk since signing the contract? And again, you could say, Joe, he doesn't have to show any humility. Fine. Then the fans are going to perceive you as someone who doesn't care.
Why does he have to show humility? He earned that.
That's what society is.
He earned the contract. He was second team all-pro wide receiver in a throw-happy league. He was incredible that Super Bowl run. He earned every bit of that. I don't care what Joe Schmo says, whether he thinks I deserve it or not. He clearly did. Did Willie Adames deserve $182 million? Clearly not. The guy stunk for 2 months, and we're giving him a pass for it.
Yeah, but
why? Why are we giving him a pass?
Because he seems like a good dude.
He hasn't built up any equity
but
here.
But Joe, in this analogy, it would be like him going, no, I have to bat third, right? Like right now, Juan Soto. Why is Juan Soto deemed to be extremely selfish? He wants to bat second. And why is Rafael Devers right now being considered extremely selfish in Boston? Because he wants to only play third base. He doesn't want a DH. He doesn't want to move to first base. There's an aspect of, do you care about the team? Do you care about having a good attitude with your teammates? Isn't this about winning? You've already been paid handsomely. Like, don't you want to now win the ultimate prize?
Again, he's built up equity within that organization where he feels like he is owed something. And you know what? He's won a World Series. He's a three-time All-Star there, Devers, I'm talking about. Like, I do think he should have some say. He's at 212 home runs. Guy's one of the all-timers for this team.
I'm not saying he shouldn't have say. What I'm saying is, what do you expect the fans to perceive it as? Like, what, honest to God, what do you expect the fans to perceive someone who sounds me first, okay? Like, you're giving yourself very little leeway.
He's doing his job. He's batting 280, has 14 jacks. The team around him, it's not his fault the team stinks. It's not very good. What are they, a couple games under 500?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that when you sign a $300 million deal to play for the Red Sox and they go, yeah, your defense isn't that great. We want to win a World Series. That's the ultimate prize in team sports, is it not?
Sure.
Okay. All right. We want you to move over to a different position because we're in a dire spot here. One of the best free agents on the market was Bregman. He's better than you defensively. He's going to help you in the offensive lineup. We're going to move Trevor Story to second base. Like, we're going to put together the best team that we possibly can to win the World Series. This is a team sport. And Rafael, you're still getting paid. We would love for you now with the Tristan Casas injury to go to first base. Nope, can't do it. I'm a third baseman. I'm sorry, like... Yes, fans are going to be like, dude, you got paid $300 million. Move over to first base. Now, you could say to me, like, oh, he still sees himself as a third baseman. A-Rod saw himself as a shortstop, and he moved over to third base. You know why? Because they had Derek Jeter. It's team sports, so we have to have some balance in this one, right? There's got to be some level of balance. And when you come off as selfish jerk, like that's how you're being perceived, and you only care about you and your production, yeah, fans are going to turn on you. They are.
I don't know why anyone perceived Brandon Ayuk as a, quote, selfish jerk. You referenced the basketball shorts wearing that.
Well, I'm talking about Devers. I'm talking about Devers.
Okay, that's fine.
But no, like, no. Ayuk, you don't think Ayuk is being perceived a kind of
yeah, but
kind
I don't
of
know why. Why do people care that much about his contract negotiations?
Because
like,
he posted it all on Instagram.
Yeah, it played out publicly. What are you?
That's what they do now. That's what they all do. They feed
he
it through their agents.
He wanted to be traded, and he put on his Instagram, "Trade me, get me out
of
here."
Part of
he
the
was
business.
Flirting with Tomlin, like.
Part of the
is Willy Adames flirting with the Pirates, right? Online?
He might have been in the offseason. I have no idea. I have no way of knowing.
I don't know.
He wasn't under contract. So
I don't think these things are congruent, and I think part of it is because of how you go about your business.
That's fine. Willy Adames, clearly people just like him more than Brandon Ayuk, even though Brandon Ayuk's done infinitely more in a San Francisco uniform.
People don't even know about Willy Adames. They're giving him the benefit of the doubt because he comes off as a team-first guy.
How long is that going to last?
Well, we'll see. Like, if you're stinky for 2 years or 3 years, like, yeah, that'll wear off real quick.
You get what I'm saying,
Pablo
though?
Pablo Sandoval was a beloved player for the Giants.
Yeah,
was he
was.
All right. There was a point in time where he came off as selfish to Giants fans, and they had to actually, like, literally tell him, no, you're not playing in the playoffs at third base. Juan Uribe is better than you, and you need to take a seat. You can't get your body in order, and you're not disciplined on and off the field. Go sit down. Like, go sit down. And then he had his opportunity. He came back with Camp Panda. Like, his love affair with the Giants fan base was up and down. And he's a beloved, looking back now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.